Welcome to the Featured Business of the Week. From LM Communications, I'm with my co-host, Alan Stein, and
how you doing,
bocce ball partner,
Adam. Yeah, bocce ball. How you doing, Skip?
Doing good, getting better. This week's Business of the Week is Truly Nolan and Critter Control. I want to introduce Dr. Christensen and Dr. Matt Christensen. Well, you're not a doctor, though.
No, not yet. Honorary.
No, there you go.
I'll inherit it from my father.
A lot of stuff we're getting to in this transition from winter to spring. Can you tell us some stuff about how to change and what goes on at this time of year when warm temperatures, later nights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the coming warm temperatures, it's going to be a very busy time for us. That's when we start looking forward to the birth of many different animals, especially animals that like to inhabit your attic space. We got raccoons and squirrels that'll be giving birth within the next month or so. Skunks are not too far behind, usually April or May. And the little pitter-patter that you've been hearing in the attic for the last several months will turn into many, many different pitter-patters as the young ones learn to grow and move about the attic and learn their lifestyle.
And get pretty noisy sometimes, don't
they? Absolutely, absolutely.
How long have you guys been in this business?
29 years.
Yeah. I've been doing this. Will be my 19th year in the pest control industry.
Yeah.
And the business has been up and running since 1990 here in Lexington, Kentucky. So
now, is it a franchise or are you locally owned?
Mm-hmm. Franchise system.
We have two critter control franchises, one here and one in Cincinnati. And then we have three Truly Nolan franchises, one here in Lexington, and one in northern Kentucky and one in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you used to have the Volkswagens with the ears?
And we still do.
We still do.
Really?
The mouse car.
Yeah.
I remember that in Miami.
Yeah.
So, you know, I, as you are well aware, I have been a customer for
absolutely
a long time. Mm-hmm. Where I lived for 28 years was in the middle of the forest, it seemed like, and we always had friends in the attic and our neighbors. But we chose your company, Critter Control, at that time because of the great reputation. I'm wondering exactly what you would think your reputation is.
I think our reputation is pretty high here in Fayette County. We've been operating here for, like we said, almost 30 years. And, you know, this is a business that was needed in this city. A lot of people don't have anybody to turn to. They might turn to their regular pest control operator. They may or may not be able to do something properly for you. But with Critter Control, our main focus is nuisance wildlife. Right. That's where all our training is focused. That's what these guys, our technicians, are trained to do. Do the full inspection on the home. Determine what kind of an animal might be pestering you inside of your attic. Some people think they have squirrels. They end up having a mouse. Hmm. They may think they have a squirrel and they got a raccoon. So our folks are trained to identify signs.
I had all of those.
Yeah.
I've heard that about you.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is a specialty of pest control, or a special aspect of pest control that not a lot of people focus on. And not only do we do the inspections and remove the animals, but we also do repairs. We do repairs on the animal entry holes plus secondary places that might be exposed later on. So preventative maintenance is a big part of our business as well.
Dr. Chris, you've been doing this a long time. How did you get into it? A little bit about your background.
Well, one point about the reputation before I get into that.
Sure.
One of our competitors says, you know, they're really good, but they're expensive. And, you know, we are very, very good, but we are going to charge for what it's worth. And, you know, so people have to understand that, I guess.
How do you determine what it's worth?
You know,
in my case, it was, my gosh, how much is this costing me not to treat it and take care of it?
Well, there's that point. And, you know, it's just like any other business. You have to put a price on your time, and I think more importantly, I think you need to market your expertise and your willingness and your ability to solve a problem in a long-term fashion for folks. And a little bit about my background. I got a PhD from Purdue University back in 1974. That's when Al was just being born, I think. But anyhow, I got a job down here at the University of Kentucky as an extension entomologist, and I served there for 16 years. And then they stopped running the university the way I thought they ought to, so I left. And my ex-wife and I started Christensen's Urban Insect Solutions, and we bought a critter control franchise within the first year. Found out what a good time critter control was. Really, it's a great business. It's very enjoyable. The animals sell the business. You know, when somebody's got something in their attic, they're interested in having somebody solve that problem.
Absolutely. And nobody wants to do it on their own.
No. Well, mm-hmm. You know, there are do-it-yourselfers, mm-hmm. and we get to go out and help them clean up their mess as right. well. And then there's others who will say, well, I'll get my roofer to take care of this, or... And many pest control companies that compete with us also provide wildlife services, but we often get called in by them to help them out if there's a situation that they don't feel comfortable handling, or if they're, you know, feel a little out of their league in solving the problem. So we feel like we provide a service for not only the general public, but also for our industry as well.
What's your favorite part of the business, Matt?
Favorite part of the business is the satisfaction of actually having removed the animals and having done proper repairs and or preventative maintenance. Basically, I like to say to my clients, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I hope we never meet under these circumstances again.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that more often than not to us as well. You know, they're happy that we are able to solve their issues, but if they don't have to deal with it again, then they're happy, and which is part of our process. You know, we document all the areas that could be exposed by any number of animals in the future, and we give them options for protecting those right now. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And sometimes they don't need us again. Sometimes they do. So we do have a lot of repeat business, and I love having that reputation that you know we're trustworthy. We get out there, we do the job right the first time, and you know we provide warranties for our repairs too. So if an animal breaches something that we've done, we're going to back it up.
Great.
You know the other thing about those warranties, Matt, is we provide extended warranties if people want to.
Very true.
Purchase an extended warranty, and that really is a great thing because then they'll get an annual inspection as part of that to ensure that there's not something breached, but more importantly, I guess, that there's not some new possibilities that are going on in their home.
Right.
You know, it's one of the great things about it being a strong local business that's been here for three decades is the consistency of a business. How long has your longest employee been there? Not counting your dad.
That would be me then. Okay. 19 years.
All right.
Outside of the family, though, we have a field supervisor in the Cincinnati area that's been with us for 11 years now. We had our longest tenured technician here in the Lexington area is 7 years. And then we got guys that have been with us for 6, 5, 4, 3 years and so on. So,
well, we also had a salesman that was with us up in Northern Kentucky for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's recently retired. So
I tell you what, that's one of the greatest things. If you can get employees that, are loyal and stay with you and recognize the benefits and so on that we provide.
That's a hallmark of any solid business, and that's why you stay around for as long as you do.
Absolutely.
And people have, there's just no question that people have some confidence in a company that's been around for a long time. Right. That's not to say new companies aren't good and going to do a good job, but you know what you're getting when you're with a long-time company. And
right. And
that's the success of what drives everything in our economy is good companies that are consistent long-term.
And it was a good point that, you know, you asked how long our longest tenured technicians and employees are. I mean, the fact is that we not only change the lives for our clients, but we're changing the lives of our employees as
right.
well to watch them. We had a gentleman who came on as a pest control technician. His job choices were either come to work for us or be a dishwasher at a Red Lobster in Richmond. Mm. And we've helped him change his life, pay off student debt,
Absolutely. Medical
debt. He's, you know, he's got a great family. It's been, that's one of the most satisfying things for me.
That's great.
This is the Featured Business of the Week. We're speaking with Dr. Chris Christensen and Matt Christensen of Truly Nolan and Critter Control, back with Alan Stein. But I want to get to, now we talked about the animals. I know I'm jumping in here with a question.
That's quite all right.
But what happens with the insects? Now, every spring, I get this line of ants that comes up and in the house. How does that happen every year, and how do they remember the same path?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's a fact they remember the same path. Ants especially, they'll send out scouts, and they're going to be looking for water sources or food sources. And that one lucky one finds his way into your kitchen, starts finding a bunch of crumbs and stuff. He's going to start leaving a pheromone trail when he goes back to the nest, and he tells everybody, follow me.
Yeah.
And when you have food sources abound, they'll come in there, and they're going to keep coming until they've depleted that.
Right up by the kitchen, right by the sink.
Sounds absolutely like your problem here, Skip.
Well,
not
I'll be
the
calling
ants.
Them, I'll betcha.
In the spring, we're going to soon be seeing Oder's house ants cropping up in homes. And it's easy for people to recognize that ant. It's a small black ant, but, you know, that's usually seen running around on the counters. In the sink, they may be coming up looking for water. They may be looking for fats or sugars. They really love sugars, and there are huge populations. I mean, we've got those populations are up to 2-3 million in an ant colony, and we're going to be expecting as soon as it warms up a little bit, on a nice warm day following a rain, to see some termite activity. Swarmer termites should be showing up.
Not like we've not had any rain this year.
Not like we haven't, exactly. We've got more rain than Seattle, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty and, amazing, actually, yeah.
But subterranean termites are a major household structural pest, and it's a pest that we deal with. Really excited about this. In the past, we used wraparound treatments with non-repellent insecticides for termite control, but now we've also got the opportunity to use baiting systems, the Centricon baiting system, for our termite control in the Lexington area, well, throughout the Cincinnati, Lexington, et cetera.
Yeah.
And beautiful thing about Centricon is that it's non-invasive. You put your bait stations outside. They're checked on a regular basis. And there's a bait in them that is so attractive to termites that it really provides a long-term control.
And to be clear, you're checking those
bait
boxes? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, they're checked at least quarterly. And
that's part of the service that a customer pays.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's a great service.
So, so we've had a little conversation about what pests this time of year we might be seeing. What about wildlife? We mentioned at the top of the show that some of the these critters are birthing right now. Mm-hmm. What might a homeowner be looking or listening for?
So any noises in your attic, especially in the wee hours of the morning, that will be almost definitely raccoons, possibly flying squirrels. Those are both very nocturnal animals.
Rocky. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No bullwinkle, though.
That'd be a flying bullwinkle.
Yeah, you don't want that on your roof. That's in Alaska. They got moose on the roof up there. But, no, squirrels are big time this time of year. So if you're hearing noises above your ceiling early morning hours, early evening hours, right before dusk, usually indicates squirrels.
You know, Matt, to interrupt there for a minute, but another sign that customers can look for squirrels is sometimes they'll see some of their pink insulation kicked out on the roof. Mm-hmm. And that mother squirrel's been making a nest in there and moving some of that stuff around, and some of it gets pushed out on the house.
So you can visually look at your roof. Absolutely. And you see an aggregated pink insulation.
Yeah, you'll see it on your roof. Sometimes it'll flutter down onto the bushes and the grass down below. That's always a major indicator for us when we're doing an inspection. You see that.
You can see that and not know that they're up there.
Sure.
Well, that gives me another question. Does it make sense for folks who aren't hearing or seeing anything to contract with you to come out and do an inspection?
I mean, yeah, it's something that, you know, preventative maintenance is a big part of it. So, you know, we come out, we do a full inspection on the house, checking out the attics. We'll get outside and check out the exterior gutter lines, roof vents, chimneys. We check everything from the roof line down to the foundation. You know, you got a crawl space, we'll get down in there and check around. Because you can have these animals like raccoons and possums underneath your house in a crawl space. You may not necessarily know they're down there.
So, are possums coming out this time of year too?
There's three main animals that do not hibernate at all during the winter. Raccoons, possums, and squirrels. They're active year-round. But you'll start seeing more activity of skunks. February was skunk mating month, and they actually started early, and we were catching skunks in January this year. Groundhogs are going to start waking up. Bats are going to start coming out of the cave systems and coming back to their roosting areas. They love roosting inside of attics because their birthing season is right in the middle of summer, and they love the heat and humidity.
Wow.
What can people do in their home to make it more to keep the critters out and insects as well?
There are things, there are services we can provide, like sealing cracks and gaps around window frames, door frames. That's where a lot of insects can come in. Cracks in the foundation obviously can allow a lot of these things in. It's hard to completely seal these critters out of your home. If an insect wants to get in, they can find places that we can't. But, you know, there are mechanical exclusionary things you can do. Like I said, sealing cracks and crevices, covering holes with heavy-duty metal flashing. You know, the stuff you pick up at Lowe's and Home Depot that you can tear with your hands is not the proper methods.
Right.
So we've got the tools, we've got the know-how, we've got the training to be able to do a lot of this preventative maintenance. We install chimney caps, we have roof vent guards, gutter covers, you know, all these things that we don't buy cheap stuff. But we, again, back it up with a guarantee, and we do our repairs to, I tell all my guys, do your repairs so you can keep a raccoon out. I don't care if we're trapping squirrels.
Right.
You keep a raccoon out of the house, you'll keep a squirrel out of the house.
You know, in the along the topic of how to keep things out, we have a program called Four Seasons Pest Control, which is a major way that people can help to keep insect pests and other crawling pests out of their home. And this is a four-time-a-year service. Most of the service is outside. We do a service called web wiping, where the technician will take a long-handled brush and brush all the cobwebs and so on off the side of the house. They'll also be providing a barrier treatment with some long residual insecticides and the use of some granular insecticides. And all this is designed to prevent ants and critters like cockroaches and so on from penetrating the home before we have to react to them inside.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And when you're under service with us for the Four Seasons program, if you do have insect issues in between services, we come back out for no charge. Right. Wow. We'll investigate it and do what we can to get that under control for you.
I heard you talk about Cincinnati a little while ago. What are the areas you service with Critter Control in Truly Nolan?
Basically, our service areas are from Springboro, Ohio, which is just south of Dayton, Ohio, and then all the way down into northern Kentucky and then down here into central Kentucky. We usually stay within the satellite counties around Fayette County, so Madison, Jessamine County, Scott County, et cetera. Okay. So, but, you know, we have a wide service area, definitely from Lexington all the way up to, like I said, south of Dayton.
All right. As we wrap up here, let me ask you just a couple of real basic questions so our listeners can hear about your business. Okay. Do you, for example, offer any types of discounts?
We do offer discounts. There's a military discount. We also do a senior discount and first responders. So, you know, we've done plenty of work while people were deployed over in Afghanistan. They would contact us and we'd get everything set up and take care of the issues for them while they were out of town.
Well, tell us how we can get in touch with you.
You can call us. Our number for Critter Control here locally is 859-278-3747.
Say that again.
859-278-3747.
Okay. Or 1-800-CRITTER.
1-800-CRITTER. For Truly Nolan, our number is 859-277-0716. That's 859-277-0716.
Read it like a commercial, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, just like radio, man. You can also go to our websites for CriticalControl.com or TulyNolan.com.
All right. Well, this has been great, Skip.
This has been the Featured Business of the Week with Truly Nolan and Critter Control. Join us next time on LM Communications for another edition of Featured Business of the Week.